This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at exercise and chronic pain, and finally a story about the biopsychosocial approaches to the treatment of chronic pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 483, recorded November 7th, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The purpose of a 2001 review published in the Clinical Journal of Pain was to determine how effective exercise is in the treatment of chronic pain. The literature search identified three systematic reviews and three randomized controlled trials addressing the effectiveness of exercise for the management of chronic low back pain. One systematic review and one randomized controlled trial addressing chronic neck pain, two systematic reviews and three randomized controlled trials addressing upper extremity pain, and three randomized controlled trials addressing fibromyalgia. The study concluded that exercise is effective for the management of chronic low back pain for up to 1 year after treatment and for fibromyalgia syndrome for up to 6 months. There is conflicting evidence about which exercise program is effective for chronic low back pain. For chronic neck pain and for chronic soft shoulder disorders and chronic lateral epicondylitis, evidence of effectiveness of exercise is limited. As always, discuss all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. According to a review published in the Clinical Journal of Pain, biopsychosocial treatments address the range of physical, psychological, and social components of chronic pain. The review sought to determine how effective unimodal and multimodal biopsychosocial approaches are in the treatment of chronic pain. The literature search identified three systematic reviews of the literature and 21 randomized controlled trials to provide the evidence for this review. The study concluded that multimodal biopsychosocial treatments that include cognitive behavioral and/or behavioral components are effective for chronic low back pain and other musculoskeletal pain for up to 12 months. There is limited evidence that electromyogram feedback is effective for chronic low back pain for up to 3 months. The remaining evidence of longer-term effectiveness and of effectiveness of other interventions was inadequate or contradictory. Future studies of cognitive behavioral treatments should be condition-specific rather than include patients with different pain conditions. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I'll leave you with the following quote from C.S. Lewis. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.